Do you want to be healthier, more rested, and less stressed? Do you want to be closer to God or to other people? Today we're going to talk about setting up goals. Goals are necessary in order to grow. You don't just fall or drift into good things. You must be intentional. You have to set some goals and then commit to working toward them on a daily basis. We were created to become like our Lord Jesus Christ. Having said that, let us use Him as a model for growth. The Bible tells us that Jesus grew in four ways. Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. You can read that in Luke chapter 2, verse 52. If we want to be like Jesus, then you have to grow intellectually, physically, relationally, and spiritually. So as you listen through these points, I want you to think about one goal you can set for yourself in each of these four areas. Number one, set a goal for intellectual growth. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 8 says, "Do yourself a favor and learn all you can. Then remember what you learn and you will prosper." You must never stop learning. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. What is one thing you'd like to learn? It doesn't have to be a spiritual thing. Maybe there's a book you'd like to read for the first time. Maybe you want to learn how to be a good leader. Maybe there's a class you would like to take. Or maybe you've always wanted to learn another language, or you want to learn how to play the guitar. Now is the time to do it. Second is, if you want to grow, you have to set goal for physical growth. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, "Don't you realize that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body." God wants you to honor Him with your body because it is where He lives. So the question is, what could you do to set a goal in this area? How can you improve your health? Don't make an unrealistic goal, because you will just get discouraged. You might need to get a physical workout or exercise. Maybe you need to go to bed earlier or change your eating habits or start walking during your lunch break or after work. Third, you must set a goal for relational growth. What do we mean by that? Let's read Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. Paul says, "This is my prayer for you, that your love will grow more and more, that you will have knowledge and understanding with your love." The greatest lesson you can learn in life is how to love God and other people, because that's what life is all about. What do you need to do to develop stronger relationships? Do you need to join a small group? Are there relationships you want to restore? You know, restoring broken relationships is another way to grow. Do you need to offer forgiveness or ask for forgiveness? How about inviting a new friend over to your house for lunch or dinner? There are so many ways to build relationships that would help you grow. Remember to make your goal specific. Write it down. And lastly, set a goal for spiritual growth. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, grow in spiritual strength and become better acquainted with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I found in my life that the smallest goal I set in this area reaps or gathers the most incredible benefits. As you walk through this goal, ask yourself, what can I do that will make the biggest difference in my life? Even a small thing can make a huge difference. Or, what have you been putting off when it comes to spiritual growth? Do that one first when it comes to this goal. Make it a point to write down your goals and put them on your refrigerator or in your dashboard, in your car or mirror. Look at them every day. Pray about them. Review them. Share them with your spiritual partner. Use these goals to help you know Jesus better and grow more into His image. The Bible says, walk carefully, not as the unwise, but as the wise, making every most of your time. Do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. It is found in Ephesians chapter 5, 15 to 17. So after watching and hearing this video on this topic, some of you might say something like, thanks, Brother Sam, for the lesson. That is good. That lesson is very encouraging, and so on and so forth. I appreciate the accolades, but that's not what I want you to do. What I really want you to do is this. Take some time today to sit down, even just for a few minutes. Write down at least one goal in each of these four areas. Make sure they are faith goals, meaning they are focused, attainable, individual, trackable, and heartfelt. You also need to pick a person who cares for you, somebody who can encourage you and hold you accountable as you work towards your goals. You cannot afford putting off any of these steps. You need to work on all four areas in order to grow more like our Lord Jesus. Again, thank you for watching this video. We will continue with the two or three more topics on growth. Stay blessed, and may you all have a great week ahead.